this is Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about why working live is the best confidence builder there is. I'll explain. You know, before I get started, I want to talk about a few things coming up. It is October 25th, 2023. Tomorrow I leave for Toronto and we'll be doing another one of the 7-day intensives. That's where we rehearse for 5 days, 2 character scenes, and then on the 6th and 7th days we do 2 live performances an evening. I just did one down in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'll be doing another one in Vancouver in the beginning of November. So if any of you are interested in the one in Vancouver, which is in the beginning of November, I still have some spots available for that. I'm also starting an 8-week course that I'm very excited about for beginning actors. These are people who've maybe done other things in their life, but they've decided they would like to see what it's like to be an actor. And so I've set up a course that takes them step by step. We'll meet once a week on Zoom. And in between the lessons, I'll curate certain podcasts of mine they can listen to out of my library now of 161 podcasts, chapters from my book, movies to watch, certain television shows to watch that'll perhaps highlight that week's lesson. Just taking actors step by step, people that have thought about it, to guide them through what it's like with something that is not like just jumping into the deep end of an acting class. And anyway, that starts October 8th. It'll meet on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm quite excited about it. So if any of you are interested in that, if this is something that you've thought about, you'd like to do, by all means, for this or for the live performance intensive, you can email me at jseymour878@gmail.com. Okay, live performance. You know, this also is going to have to do with the fact that I've been asked to shed some light on what actors could do while this strike is going on. You know, everybody is, they're not going out on auditions. They wonder what they can do to keep things kind of fresh, you know, projects they can work on. I'm telling you, the best thing you could possibly do is work live. I can't tell you what a confidence builder this is for all the actors I've been working with. Many of the actors that I've been working with recently, they've never, ever been on stage. They've never worked live in front of an audience. Once you've done that, once you've felt what it's like to work in front of an audience live, to go out there without a net, no one's going to yell cut, you are just going to be out there now making it happen. If you screw up, you fix it, there's no way out, you've got to do the thing. Actors that go through that, I'm telling you, after you've done it, the idea of walking onto a film set where at any moment they can just say cut, you can do it again. By comparison, working in film and television is a cakewalk after you've done live. It is the best confidence builder you could ever engage in. And I'm so excited that I've started this. And I did a play recently, seminar by Teresa Rebeck, up in Toronto, and we just created a pop-up theater there, rented chairs, had people come in, and, you know, didn't even have real lighting. We didn't have lights that we could turn off and turn on. In fact, when we ended a certain scene, a character would just look out at the audience and say, end scene 2. And they'd see us walk out, walk in, get set, and start the next thing without the lights ever going up or down. No one minded that. I think actors get a little too hung up thinking that they've got to rent a theater and then all the costs they're going to incur trying to put this together and put that together. The experience of walking out in front of a live audience and making it happen is all that you need. And it doesn't matter whether there's 30 or 300 or 3,000. What you're going to feel right before you walk out or while you're out there, it's basically all the same. It reminds me of that documentary. I think it was called Man on a Wire. It was about the high wire guy that went between the towers in New York that are no longer there, of course. But when asked, isn't it scary? I mean, aren't you? How could you be up that high and walk on the wire? He said something like, you know, once you're above 20 feet, the result, if you fall, is going to be the same. Maybe it was 30 feet. But you get my point. It's the same thing whether you're in front of 30 people or 300. I promise you, because I've done both. And I can tell you that when you have just a small group of people out there and you're going to go out there and work live in front of them, it is so exhilarating. And it's so much fun to work off the audience, to hear them respond, to feel that tension that you can feel in the audience when they're with you. And you can imagine that when you've done that, the idea of walking onto a set and hitting a mark and acting with someone else, you know, the cameras and everything else, they just don't matter like they used to. You don't even think about it as much because you know that if anything goes wrong, they'll just say cut, you'll go back to ones, or you'll pick it up and you'll go on. That's why there are stage actors that can end up being wonderful film actors, but film actors aren't always capable of becoming great stage actors. And for my money, if you want to do the big workouts, if you really want to build yourself up and gain a tremendous amount of confidence in your acting, find a way that you can work live. You don't need to spend big money on a theater. You can just do it in a room, just like I did my pop-up theater with the show I did, Seminar. The experience is the same. The audience loves being there and watching a good show. It doesn't matter whether or not you have theatrical lighting and people up in a booth pulling lights up and down. It doesn't matter at all. Save that for when you actually get a gig. And there you go, and then other people are paying for it. But the one I'm about to do in Toronto, that's what we're doing. We have a big room. We're going to be renting chairs. People come in and, you know, whether we can snap the lights off and on in between the scenes is great. But even if you can't, it doesn't matter, I promise you. Because when you walk into the scene and you start it and people are watching, the experience is the experience. The confidence that I've seen it build in actors, the exhilaration of having accomplished this, the chance, of course, to do it four times as we have, you know, we do a 6 o'clock show and an 8 o'clock show on both nights. And the way the audience responds to it, it's just wonderful. And I see a difference in the actors from when we start to when it's over. Now, I know I've mentioned it before. I grew up in a time where that's just how you got interest in the industry. You did a play, you did a showcase, you did scenes, you invited casting directors and agents, and, you know, they came and saw you, and if they liked you, they spoke to you after the show. Just the exercise of doing it, and I really want to inspire all of you, now in particular, when there is this strike going on and everyone's wondering what they're going to do, and, you know, some people want to be ambitious and perhaps write a small script and shoot something even on their iPhones or borrow some equipment, and that's fabulous too. But I'm telling you, for purely gaining confidence as an actor and really strengthening your acting chops, there is nothing like working live. And I just want to encourage all of you to do it and get away from the idea that you have to rent a theater, because that's usually what stops people, is they think, oh gosh, we got to go. And theaters are hard to rent and they're always booked. I mean, any decent theater anywhere is always booked, and good for them because, you know, it's nice that they're doing that kind of business. But most of the time, the theaters that you could afford, the smaller ones, are just a little bleak. The walls are always painted black, and the seating is kind of crappy, and the lights are okay, and, you know, hopefully it has air conditioning, and, you know, so you're sorting through all that, and they're never cheap. This new program now has made me realize how it's not about any of that. Just get yourself a big room somewhere. Renting a big room is not a big deal. You bring some furniture in, a couch, a table, this, that. You don't have to get fancy with anything. What's always going to carry the day is entertainment. I mean, you sit and you watch a great scene, some compelling acting. You don't care about anything else. That's good enough. And to be able to invite your friends, family, maybe your representation in to watch you do something live, man, I cannot emphasize enough how much fun it is, how exhilarating it is. I get asked all the time by actors, okay, well, in between gigs, what can I do? What can I do in between classes? What can I do? Do that. Do that. I mean, you're ambitious, right? You really want it, right? Well, put together an evening of scenes. Do a one-act play. Find a room, rent some chairs. You get yourself 20, 30, 40, 50 portable folding chairs. You put them around. You have some beverages out, some food. You invite people over. This, to me, if you're serious about improving as an actor, if you do this, you will see a great difference in your work. You will feel a different kind of confidence. You know, I've always said that the power in the actor's swing is confidence. You give me an actor who's confident, and I don't care how much experience they've had. With a strong director, I'll take that person every day. Seasoning isn't as important to me as confidence, because you could have a person who's been around, but if their confidence is shook, if they're nervous on a set, well, you know, we can be here all day trying to get through something. But this working live business, the thing that I grew up with, it's made me realize more than ever how really important it is to get it back into the actor's diet. You know, find a director, find someone who wants to do it, put it together, get it done. It's a heck of a lot less involved than trying to film something, although I would encourage all of you, even with your iPhones, whatever you got, yes, do all of this. It's all good. The one thing you should never do is nothing. I mean, too many actors complain. They never get off their butts. They just, you know, complain about what isn't happening, and they never take the initiative to create things, to sit, to write, to make little projects. But I'm using this podcast to emphasize the fact that you really, really need to pursue the live experience, because I've seen the difference it's made in the actors I've been working with since I've started this program. It just changes people. The excitement, the joy, just get it done. I mean, when I do these things, my sets are minimal. You know, there's a couch, there's a table, there's a coffee table, there's whatever these things are. The table also is a desk. Too many people worry about that, like they got to dress the set. No, as long as there are some props that you need and the furniture that makes the simple scene work, you did it. It's done. Just do it. And I'll give you one bit of advice with regard to the staging and how you set it up. Don't become preoccupied, as I've seen sometimes when I've gone and watched an evening of scenes, where people feel they got to move a chair 2 feet and the couch has to come over 3 inches and then that other vase has to come out onto the table. Don't do that stuff. Nobody cares about it. This generally happens if you have a whole bunch of different directors. Then it'll be like, well, I want that chair over there and that table has to move 7 inches that way. And the audience sits there waiting for things to change. And what's the effect? What's the difference? I saw people bring out a table, and there was a table there, but I guess the other director wanted this table, and I couldn't even tell the difference. I mean, was it a different color, maybe? I can't even remember now. But I just remember watching people with headsets come out, and you're just kind of sitting. You know, if there's any downside that you want to avoid, is to don't waste people's time with shifting things around. Don't. That's not the fun part. The fun part is watching the actors. So when you put something together, have a set, and the actors can work over there at that table or over there on that couch or over here on this bench. We don't care that we can see the other bits of set there. We don't care. If you have compelling acting and great storytelling, that's all we care about. And then you can invite everyone you know to come watch you, and you can have that experience, which I'm telling you, you really need to pursue. And those of you that do, all right, do me a favor and send me an email afterwards and let me know what it did, because I promise you, it'll change you. That's my bit of advice. Working live, baby, without a net, it's the way to go. All right, folks, that's what I have for you this time. And if you want to get involved with one of my 7 days, I got the one coming up in Vancouver in the beginning of November, and I'm starting my beginner's classes October 8th. Thanks for listening. You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. I'm Jeff Seymour. If you'd like to find out more about the Real Life Actor approach, I have a book on Amazon, The Real Life Actor. Or you can go to the Real Life Actor website, reallifeactor.com. It's all there. Thanks again for listening.